The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley. I can't wait to get his views on this polar vortex, the cold. Harley.
They always have to give it a nickname, you know. It's seriously cold, though, I can tell you that. I mean, it's just now reaching the Northeast. It's not nearly as cold here as it is in the Midwest, where streets that are normally full of pedestrians are empty. Homeless people go underground. They drink unending cups of coffee in restaurants until they're chased out. Or your skin begins to freeze when it's 30, 40, 50 degrees below zero, wind chill, and even colder than that, not in minutes, but in seconds. It's as cold as the South Pole in some parts of the Midwest right now. In Chicago, some people have been robbed of the coats on their back. Mail carriers are not picking up or delivering. Garbage collectors are not picking up either. Can't blame them. I don't want to hang on the outside of a garbage truck in this weather.
But you're in a train or something at the moment, are you?
No, just I'm out driving around taking a look at this mess that we've got around. Right now, I'm in a snow squall that a few minutes ago gave us visibility of less than a quarter of a mile. And, it'll pass. It's a squall. It'll come and go, and we'll get some more. We're in for what they've got in the Midwest here.
Yeah, we're told here that frostbite is possible within 10 minutes of being outside.
Well, and that's if you're trying to stay warm. It's really brutal. Frostbite, I mean, your skin literally is freezing. If you're in 60, 70 degree below zero wind chill,
that's it. You're gone.
Your skin can begin to freeze.
There you are. You're finished. Hey, look, you stay warm. We'll talk tomorrow. Hope you improve.
Thanks.
Lovely to talk.